I need a haircut in the worst way.
And
So I just lost the pictures.
I think now if you find if you have to start video.
Okay.
Lynette.
I got Zoom. Mute.
So
start video. Okay. Start
there
my video.
Go. Yes, that's good.
Okay.
Claudia, for a
second. See me?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Lynette. Wow. Good to
Where?
See.
Where?
Okay, I'm in the mirror, right?
Now we see
it. I'm clear. I see you, Claudia.
Now you see me, don't you?
No, we saw you the first time.
No, I saw Claudia.
I don't know what we're seeing now.
Oh. Well, it bounced back to the original screen.
No.
Oh,
paper?
It was you for a minute. The way that you had it at the beginning was right.
I know, but I didn't. Well, not.
There's Rowena.
Rowena is calling in.
Yep, I think that's Rowena. Hello, are you there?
Hi.
Good to have you.
It's Rowena.
Glad you made it.
Couldn't you do the Zoom thing?
No, I couldn't get it.
Okay.
Okay.
Lynette, you're back. That's great.
Where?
I'm trying to call you and see if you were getting on. But hey, we got a good crowd.
Yes, glad to have everybody here. We're going to start. We will be doing some blessings this morning. We're going to read a few from the book, and I also want to have some examples of daily liturgy and what that looks like. So there's a couple of different resources we'll look at for daily liturgy. So I invite us to just be in a time of prayer, and you can have your eyes open, looking around at the things around you, or you can be centered in, have your eyes closed, whichever you prefer. Holy God, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for the people who have gathered to consider and discuss together blessings, blessings of this day, blessings of all of our lives. We are so grateful for those moments that you bring to our attention that we are able to be grateful for. Help us to taste our coffee, see the sunrise, notice those things around us that help us give joy and glory to you. Amen.
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 All right. I'd like a volunteer, actually, to read one of our blessings. I thought we'd bless the drinks that we have, those coffees or whatever we're drinking this morning. So would anybody like to read that blessing, a blessing of the coffee?
I'll do it if I find it. What page was it?
Did you have it, Barb?
Pardon?
I can read it. Did somebody else have it up?
Or yeah, I haven't found it yet.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
I have it.
Blessing?
Well, I have blessing. Bless this cup.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
What page? What page?
Seven, I think.
Bless this cup, smooth and warm, held in cold hands, in cold hands. Bless this drink, dark and strong, sipped slowly in the quiet, in the quiet. Bless the beans and those who picked them, all who washed and roasted, washed and roasted. Bless the workers and their families, their children and their homes, and their homes. Bless this day and all who wake. Give them comfort, strength, and plenty. Strength and plenty. Bless this coffee, warm and sweet, nourishing, comforting taste of love. Taste of love.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
What page were you on?
I never found that prayer at all.
It's on page 37. It's not in chapter 1. So, sorry for that.
Okay.
No, it was on 37.
No wonder I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I found it.
Yeah. I was
by walking the dog.
Blessing of the coffee.
One of the things that I love about Beth's writing is that she helps us see new flavors or, you know, experience things just a little bit differently. And so I really like that she, how she writes. And she talked about how she wrote this book. She was just walking the dog and she'd think of something and write it down. And I think that's a way for us to do our blessings as well. So while we're in this class, I want to encourage you to have a notebook or something to write with so that you can keep track of your own blessings. You can share them if you want to, and you don't have to. This is not a writing contest. Nobody will be judging you or scrutinizing the writing that you share if you choose to share. But if you'd like to just jot down some blessings along the way, and then I'll ask every week, do you have any blessing prayers that you want to share? And you don't have to, but we'll just invite you to participate in that if you choose. While I was driving the other day, I thought, bless to me this commute, bless to me this barn that I pass every day, bless to me this field. There, it was just the strip of road I usually go down to Lafayette, and I realized I was writing the blessing prayer as I was driving, and I think that's part of what this brings to mind is gratitude for just everything that we're experiencing. I know that some of you have had the book for quite a while, and I just wondered if there's any insights that you've had from reading this book or reading the first chapter, and we'll share together some liturgies as well, but just I want to invite you to share any blessings or things that have come from reading so far.
Hello, this is Arlene. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I just wanted to say this whole book has been a blessing. I've enjoyed, I've read maybe three chapters already, and everything is so meaningful that is in it that it is a book I will keep, and it's just very, very, very good. And thank you for bringing this to our class.
Sure.
I know what she's talking about. I know where that street is that her grandfather lived on. I probably have driven by the house. It's probably not there anymore, but that was 50 years ago.
Well, that is a lovely connection, and you understand the red dirt of Oklahoma that she's talking about. So,
actually, red dirt's in Georgia. We have clay.
Oh, red clay. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. That's just a minor thing there.
Very good.
But I thought that was interesting that they ended up from South Africa in Oklahoma visiting a relative, which tells me they're probably a criminal if they're white.
Well, and one of the things I think is that they got stuck. And it made me think of all the people who may have been stuck from coronavirus one place or another. Like they thought they were coming here or going somewhere else, and now they're not going anywhere for a while. So I just thought that was an interesting thing of cycles that people could get stuck somewhere.
Well, it was a double whammy. It was World War I, and then it was the Spanish flu.
The first chapter because I didn't know where we were going or how we were going to do this. I had glanced at the poems or the readings, but had not taken it in completely as such. But I think my blessings is in the morning when I walk up around Wanaka Lake. And Claudia, I went this morning just because it's habit, and but it is such a blessing to be able to walk around, have the opportunity and the freedom, I guess I want to say, to walk around the lake, to meet different people, to say good morning, Many don't reply. Yeah, that's okay. Many do. Met several of my neighbors up there this morning. But the calm, the beauty, the reflection in the water, to me, that's a blessing. And I'm so thankful for it.
No, that's great.
This is Jean. I had a tremendous blessing in over the past 10 days. The swallowtail butterflies have been in our garden, and they've come very close, and even one came greeting me at the front door. And the meaning of this for me is that when my sister-in-law, Donna Zizniski, died, that night as the whole family assembled for dinner outdoors, swallowtail butterflies circled the top of the roof all through the time we were eating.
Mm. That's great.
That's spectacular.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like they're a reminder again that we'll get through this COVID virus stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are a resurrection symbol.
They are.
Yeah.
Rowena, do you have anything that you would like to share?
Not right now.
Okay, that's fine.
I am. I keep getting a thing that says I'm unmuted.
Oh, yes, I'm muting you. I'm unmuting you. So then you can talk when you want, but I just am muting you when you're not talking.
Okay, honey. All right.
Anyone else have some blessings that have come so far from the book or anything that you are recognizing around you as a blessing?
Am I tuned in, Lynette?
Yep, we can hear you.
You can hear Lynette?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I sat out in the garden on a little stool last night, and I was amazed at how many beets I got this year, because over the years, the last couple of years, they haven't been real good. And it was a rough start this year. And so I picked them last night and cleaned them. And this morning, it was such a joy to not only see them, that they did grow good this year, but to spend time with Sherman. And we peeled them. And I boiled them in the middle of the night. But anyhow, we peeled them and cut them up. And it's just enjoyable to share time and spend time doing something that is going to turn out nice that we can share with other people, the beets and the pickled beets. So
that's great.
That was my blessing for this morning.
You know what I'm noticing is nobody is talking about how beautiful the sidewalk is and what a nice 90 degree angle is on that building over there. Everybody's really referring to a more agrarian or natural reference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sidewalks are not beautiful.
I can bring up some of that because I've been watching, there's something called, used to be Learning Company, now called Great Courses, and they have different lectures. And I've listened to about 40 by one person who was a professor at West Point in engineering. And he talks about Roman architecture, Greek architecture, modern buildings, to look at the lines and how things are supported and all, to see things you don't normally see and appreciate the architecture. So there are some people that look at things like that. And I've been driving Tricia crazy because now it's talking about architecture and houses and how the telephones work or the heating system works. And why don't we have another return vent upstairs besides the one in the hallway? So when you close the door, it doesn't work in the bedrooms. So there are a lot of things noticing stuff around you. Though last night it was noticing a hawk in the tree around Wanaka Lake. It's much more what Tricia prefers.
Well, you know, maybe we ought to train to be more observant of the urban landscape rather than the natural landscape, I guess, is my point. Mm-hmm. We all think bucolically.
Well, and I think on my drive, you know, the barn and whatever I was looking at, it was just whatever I was passing at that time. And I think that the observing is part of what keeps us present and open to what God is offering us at that moment. So it could be the lines of the architecture or the flower in the garden or the sun or, you know, any kind of different combination of things. But just being present is part of what this invites us to. And I really appreciate her writing for that. I'm going to ask that someone else read something else. If someone will read a blessing of the morning, and it's on page 26.
I'll read it.
Thanks, Barb.
Mm-hmm. A blessing of the morning. Blessed this day, the quiet sounds of morning, the waking of creation. Blessed is silence, nurturer of solitude, feeding thirsty spirits, filling hearts for another day. We breathe deeply the quiet, the early morning sounds, the softness of the sun. We breathe deeply the beauty, the songs of birds, the dew upon the grass. We breathe deeply the peace, cool wind upon skin, gentleness in every step. Guide us gently into this day. May we be blessings to all we meet.
Thank you.
That's the way I feel most of the time. Never thought about it, but.
Yeah, I think one of the invitations that she shares with us is to look at the morning and the midday and the evening. You know, there's different times of day, and that's a practice that people have participated in for a long time, looking at every season of or every part of the day, morning, noon, and night. Many monks or, you know, monasteries have that practice of looking at different hours. And one of the Celtic understandings that I have appreciated is that season of the day, the whole sense of the day, that God is with you in the morning, God is with you in the milking of the cows, God is with you in the day, God is with you when it's too hot, God is with you when it's too cold, you know, all those aspects of what it looks like throughout the day. There are other people who have liturgies of some sort of morning prayer. And so I'm going to share a couple of those. One comes from the worship book from the Upper Room, and I'll show you the cover of that. It looks like this. And it's the Upper Room worship book. It has music and liturgies for spiritual formation. So that's what this book is about. Beth Richardson is the chaplain at the Upper Room, and so that's part of her work as well. And I just think it's a beautiful connection to have this kind of resource from the Upper Room and then Beth's teachings as well. But the morning liturgy has a song in it. It has some different things. I'm going to just share pieces of the liturgy, and you can think about how you might want to incorporate some kind of morning prayer as a part of your discipleship or faith formation. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. This very day our God has acted. Let us rejoice. Alleluia, God's name be praised. Then it invites us to have a morning hymn. And I know you are not all able to sing along, but I thought I would sing just one verse of a morning hymn. Now that you're all here, I practiced without you and it was fine, but now that you're all here, I don't know if I can figure out how to do.
Well, you can just read it if you're uncomfortable.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what comes up. Blessed be the God of Israel. Oh, there we go. Okay. Blessed be the God of Israel who comes to set us free.
And raising up a new hope for us, a branch from this tree. So have the hope is long deeper, that with a binding heart would turn back foreign enemies and all who would wish us harm.
And then there's a prayer. Let us pray together. New every morning is your love, great God of light, and all day long you are working for good in the world. Stir up in us desire to serve you, to live peacefully with our neighbors and all your creation, and to devote each day to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 And there's some different psalms that it recommends. So if anybody has their Bible nearby, I'll invite someone else to read the psalm. And I thought Psalm 5 would be good. So if anybody has a Bible nearby, you can share with us.
I have my Bible. I'm looking for Psalm 5. This is Jean.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, I have it. Do you want the whole Psalm 5?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Give heed to my groaning. Hearken to the sound of my cry, my King and my God. For to thee do I pray. O Lord, in the morning thou dost hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for thee and watch. For thou art not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not sojourn with thee. The boastful may not stand before thy eyes. Thou hatest all evildoers. Thou destroyest those who speak lies. The Lord abhors bloodthirsty and deceitful men. But I, through the abundance of thy steadfast love, will enter thy house. I will worship toward thy holy temple in the fear of thee. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness. Because of my enemies, make thy way straight before me. For there is no truth in their mouth. Their heart is destruction. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of their many transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all who take refuge in thee rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, and do thou defend them, that those who love thy name may exult in thee. For thou dost bless the righteous, O Lord. Thou dost cover him with favor as with a shield.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that praise in the morning is something that they talk about even in the Psalms, that God is praised in the morning. Thank you. Protect me throughout the day from my enemies. Make sure that I'm not doing wrong. And also just guide me. And then at the very end, again, bless the Lord. So that's part of what we're invited into in this kind of liturgy in the morning, of thinking about how others have blessed God as well. And then it invites a time of silence. And I'm not going to give us too much silence, but I want us to be silent together, to have some time of prayer and just being open to what God would give us during this moment of silence. So I'm going to just give us a minute or two, so not too long, and then we'll be back together in conversation again. Amen.
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 I think sometimes when I have silence, I remember how much I want more of it. Are there any reflections that you had from the silence that you'd like to share? You want more silence too, I see.
Sorry, I gotta take this. I'll be right back.
Okay. So then the next part of the morning liturgy is to read another scripture. And we don't need to do that necessarily, but if there's somebody who has a scripture that they'd like to share today, you're welcome to do so.
I have one marked that has been a favorite for a long time, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good tidings to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
Thank you. That's great. The response after the reading of scripture is the word of life, thanks be to God. So that's just an example of a morning liturgy, and it doesn't take very long as we see, but it just centers your thought in the ways of God. And there's all sorts of different ones about, you know, just you can get liturgies for the morning from all sorts of places. There's prayers of the hour. There's the different experiences that you can have for that. The other place that I thought would be appropriate for us to think about what is the morning prayers from Sounds of the Earth, a Celtic Psalter, which is by John Philip Newell. And so I'm going to read the morning prayer for Tuesday on that one. He does it by the week, so you can see like Monday prayers, Tuesday prayers, whatever. Each day has a prayer. And so and it has night prayer and morning prayers on each day as well. Tuesday morning prayer. You lift up the soul, O God, and make the eyes sparkle. You give health and blessing and life. Ecclesiastes 34:20. Again, it invites silence. That's part of every liturgy that I've seen for the morning. Be still and aware of God's presence within and all around. And then an opening prayer. As daylight breaks the darkness of night, as the first movements of morning pierce the night's stillness, so a new waking to life dawns within us. So a fresh beginning opens. In the early light of this day, in the first actions of the morning, let us be awake to life. In our soul and in our seeing, let us be alive to the gift of this new day. Let us be fully alive. The scripture and meditation for this comes from Isaiah 52, verse 1, and also Psalm 82, verses 3 through 4. Awake, awake, put on your strength. Maintain the right of the lowly, rescue the weak and needy. And then there's prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. Thanks be to you, O God, for the stirrings of new life in this day, for rising from the dreams of night to a fresh flowing of energy. for the vitality that awakened our body and the desires that stir our soul. Let us know the power for life that is in us, the life force that is in our senses, and the might that is in our heart. Let us know you as the source of such force and be wise to its true streams and false currents. Let us serve love with our strength in this day. Let us serve love with our strength in heart and mind and body this day. Let us serve love. Then it invites us to pray for the coming day and for the life of the world. And then there's a closing prayer. The strength of the rising sun, the strength of the swelling sea, the strength of high mountains, the strength of the fertile plains, the strength of the everlasting river flowing in us and through us this day, the strength of the river of God flowing in us and through us this day. So that's another example of a morning liturgy, and it connects very well with the Celtic understanding. John Philip Newell is a writer and author who lives in Edinburgh, Scotland, and shares his wisdom about what he's learned in Iona, the community of Iona. And so this is just another example of a blessing, kind of a bless to me this day type of prayer that is very rooted in Celtic spirituality. What else are you thinking about blessings, or how did these morning prayers resonate with you, or how do you feel that might fit into one of your practices?
I don't pop up out of bed first thing in the morning anymore. I used to. So I often, except this morning when I had to be someplace early, but normally I, as I wake up, I lie there for a little bit. And one of the things that I have thought about at that time is sort of a prayer of, what can I do today to make a difference for someone? And to be a blessing to someone. And I think that these blessings will be more specific. I can be more specific other than just kind of a vague, I'd like to be a blessing to somebody. Maybe I can be more focused with my blessing.
I think that invitation to actively bless others is great, though. That's a great way to start your day and to think about, how can I bless someone today? That's a beautiful way to think about it. I think that's great.
I actually thought that a lot of the blessings were quite lovely. Very nice. And I think one of the things that I personally need to work on is, especially in these times that make us anxious, is the soothingness of gratitude, which is, you know, blessings are a form of gratitude. So I think it's most helpful.
Yes, I think it's amazing how this coincides with what we're dealing with right now, what's happening in the world. I actually chose this particular series in September of last year, had no idea what the world would be like. And to think of how this reflection on blessing and being grateful for the ordinary, the moments of our lives, is so helpful during this time, it's really great. And I feel like it's a God thing that God helped in that connection. And I'm grateful for the ability to share it with so many people as well. That was something I had no idea, that we would have two church congregations coming together at this time. So just a beautiful way of looking at how sometimes we are surprised or don't know how this will work. And I'm glad that it came together in such a way and for a time such as this.
What is unfortunate, in my viewpoint, is that there are no young people on this class. Gratitude has to be taught. The positive things of life have to be taught as well as we teach inadvertently or on purpose sometimes the negative things.
Yeah, definitely. We are doing a PBS on compassion this year, and I think that's really helpful, and I think it will be great for those youth who experience it. Good. Okay, let's have the midday. Does somebody want to read the midday blessing? That'll be on page 28.
I'll be happy to if you want me to.
All right. Thanks, Marilyn.
Bless this midday, a break in my busyness. A time to rest, renew, refresh from the challenges of the morning. Bless this food. Bless this pause. Bless this rest. Remind me that this day, this whole life, is a gift from you. May I breathe in spirit, breathe in strength, breathe in wisdom. Fill this food. Fill this pause. Fill this rest. I am yours.
Thank you. I love that Arlene said she's going to keep this book because I know she usually turns in her resources. I'm going to keep this book. And
you can't have this. This is very, very special to me. And I
very good.
Thank you for picking it, and it just pertains to so many things that we're going through right now, and it just makes us stop and slow down and think and be thankful for what we have.
Yes, it is a blessing, and it's a good resource. So I invite you to keep it around for the next several weeks, and when you're in the morning or in the midday or in the evening, you might turn to those blessings and pray one of those. And then also remember to write your own, to find ways to bless the people or things around you, bless the time that you have, and bless God in those sharings. I just want to invite anybody who has anything else that you'd like to share for today. You'd like to just say anything else before we go?
I would like to say something that I found very useful and haven't done in a while is to bless my body. And I was doing it as I was walking. I would say in my head, bless my feet, that they get me where I want to go. Bless my ankles. Bless my shins, my knees. You know, just slowly become aware of all the parts of my body, and you know, that I'm able to digest food. There are so many people whose health is not that good, and to just be aware of the blessing of the health that we have, even if we have parts that don't work as well as we would like. But to be aware of the parts that do and be grateful for them.
Yes, I think even being aware of the parts that don't and being grateful for those too. You know, sometimes what we notice first is pain. You know, we'll notice our pain in our knee or our neck or whatever. And so sometimes that's what helps us notice. But then to be grateful for that place and invite it to relax and know that it's okay. We're going to take care of you, whatever that might be. We'll see throughout the book also that there is some prayers for illness and grief. And I think it's helpful to remember that blessings can be in times of difficulty as well. And so that's a beautiful part of what she shares with us, and that it's not only during the good things that we can bless the difficulty and the hardness of breath and the things that are happening in our lives that may not seem good, but to really be grateful for those, because it is part of what we are living with and dealing with. Okay, any other thoughts that you'd like to share with the group?
One of the things I'd like to mention is, it was in the paper today, the schedule for the seniors that are graduating this month, and we have a great-grandson who will be graduating the 24th of July. And how different all of this is going to be. They can't march in. They can't receive their diplomas. They can't throw their caps in the air. Everything is very sterile and very regimented. And my thoughts and prayers go out to all seniors. And they'll get through this. And we're all very proud of them. And I'm just so sad that it has to be this way for all of these young people. But they're young and they will bounce back, and it will be a happy time anyway. So thank you for listening.
Sure, that's great. Are there other prayer requests that we need to know of? After the silence, everybody just stayed silent. So calm.
Thank you, Emily, for having this class for us.
Sure. I'm glad to share it with everyone. It's a great resource. The other thing I just want to encourage you to do is watch church on Sunday. We will be doing Zoom to Facebook Live for the first time. If you'd like to have the original Zoom link, you're welcome to, or you can come on Facebook like you would usually go to church. That's fine. But Beth Richardson, the author of our book, is our guest preacher for this week. So I just invite you to come if you're able to be there. And it starts at 9:30. So, all right. Thanks for being with us. Let's be in a time of prayer. Bless to us this class. Bless to us these moments of faith and life. Bless to us the breath that brings wisdom and grace. Bless to us the ways that we connect with others. Bless the seniors graduating during this time. Bless all of our differences in this season, the ways that we have adjusted. Bless us to bless others. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.